make up for its horrible smell, a mixture of bad eggs and rotted cabbages. Barrels of slimy stuff stood on the floor. Jars of herbs, dried roots and bright powders lined the walls. Bundles of feathers, strings of fangs and snarled claws hung from the ceiling.
An apothecary is a sort of chemist or pharmacist. They've been around for thousands of years. Texts recording symptoms and prescriptions have been found in ancient China, ancient Babylon, and ancient Egypt. In the Middle Ages, they'd provide medicines to physicians and to members of the public. In the British Library, there is a 14th century surgeon's manuscript that was designed as an apothecary's guide when supplying medicine. If we walked into his shop with a cough, a migraine, or toothache, this is the book he'd consult to try and find us a cure. Here's Julian Harrison, lead curator of the British Library exhibition Harry Potter, A History of Magic, and a specialist on medieval manuscripts.
It's kind of a surgeon's handbook, so it has lots of illustrations and recipes, and it would have been used particularly by an apothecary to guide him when he was dispensing medicines. And you have to understand, of course, that at that period in history, people were really dependent upon the natural world to provide their own remedies. They probably had a far closer connection with the natural world around them than we do today.
The manuscript even has a picture of an apothecary shop in it. It's a fine stone building, and inside it is an apothecary with a customer.
He has a client sitting next to him. The client clearly is the most prestigious person in this particular diagram, because he's actually sitting down while the shop owner of the apothecary is standing, and he has a row of potions bottles behind him, many of which you kind of recognise from science lessons at school. And also hanging above the apothecary's head is a red kind of, it's a kind of dish of some sort, which we imagine he would use for sorting out and potentially weighing for particular potions.
The manuscript itself is no battered textbook. It's beautifully made, and for someone of note, it's literally fit for a king. It once sat in the library of avid book collector King Henry VIII.
It's coloured with a combination of reds and golds and this very dark and very sort of vibrant blue pigment. Unlike with many medieval manuscripts, they've often survived in incredible condition, because imagine they're part of a book and the pages are closed for most of the life of that particular book.